Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll talk some NFL awards, latest numbers, the movement there coming up in 20 minutes. Also later in this hour, Survivor, first look. Might be an easy week. You don't want to say that with Survivor too much, but it might be setting up for probably a bloodbath next week. Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. Now joining us, friend of the show, Chris Felica from over at Fox Sports. Of course, there's the Bear Bets podcast. I shouldn't say podcast. I mean, it's on TV too with Sammy P, Jeff Schwartz as well. Chris Felica, how you feeling, man?
We're doing okay. Unfortunately, did not make it to the 18th inning last night. My eyes quit on me after 15, so still struggling a little bit, but yeah, happy to hop on. Let's talk some ball.
I also, Joe, I have to tell you, because the Bear was trying to figure out on Saturday who to pick for last man standing in NFL. Yep. It's one pick against the spread, and Bear's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then at the very end, he had a premonition. And he said, I'm going to bet the Dolphins +7.5.
Oh.
The Bear, that was never a sweat, buddy. Ever.
nothing like a 7.5-point dog that wins by 3 touchdowns. Yeah, you know me, Sammy. I like to find the ugliest possible side in the NFL because that's typically the way things go. And just with Kirk Cousins, betting against Kirk Cousins is never a bad thing. And now I can't wait to see how many people are left after last weekend because you got to assume that there were 48 people left during last week. You'd have to assume that a lot of people were CLV hunting and took the Bears, plus the stale 6.5, which did not get home. You've got to assume that people probably bet against the Jets, who wound up winning outright. So the optimistic me thinks it can't be any more than around a dozen people left, and I'm already eyeing some ugly sides potentially for this week, and maybe the Falcons might be an option. We'll see if maybe we can get 6 or something by Sunday. But I the first person to mutter the sentence, I like the Falcons this week, will probably be the first.
So for people that don't know, that's basically a big Survivor pool. One pick per week against the spread. You lose, you're out. Man, you've made it this far. Good on you. I can't believe you went the Dolphins. If you just game theory, if you go Bears, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, what I know about that team. And then you're in a pool. You're trying to beat other people, not just survive to the next week. You don't beat other people by taking a stale number like that. So, best of luck, man. That's awesome. Thanks. Is probably going to be a very short number. All right, let's get some college football. We just had a extended conversation a little bit ago about the Heisman. And it's funny, you go to all these polls, whether it's The Athletic or the On3, and this person that has a vote, this is what they have. Everybody's different. For the most part, we've reached a point where, okay, we know the names that are involved in the conversation because we went through a couple months where it was changing at the very top. We had a different favorite every single week. So a lot of the names that started there have now been removed, and it's a different group. We have the names. We just don't know the order. And when you take a look at the top of the odds boards, it's a lot of guys that aren't going to be in spots where they play in big games with a chance to impress all the voters, like Simpson and Mendoza. But they're up there at the top as co-favorites. Third favorite at BetMGM is Sain. Fourth favorite, Reed. Pavia, 5. Those are the 5 names that are talked about the most. Do you have a favorite? Do you have someone that you've taken a stand on and you think they're going to win?
I did bet Julian Sand this weekend, and I really just thought about it some more. And I think if you look at Ohio State, they're going to be a touchdown favorite or so in the Big Ten championship game over Indiana. I think they'll win that game. And then you're going to have one of the SEC guys kind of squaring off probably most likely in the title game. So you would assume that either Simpson picks up another loss or Reed picks up a loss. I ultimately think you're going to get quarterback of the number one team gets the award. Maybe there's a little possibility of he and Jeremiah Smith splitting some votes. But I think ultimately after last year where we didn't get a traditional type quarterback winner, I think you get quarterback number one team, beats Michigan, wins the Big Ten after they won the national title last year. I think of those saying is probably the best value for me.
Yeah, we're seeing these straw polls that have Mendoza with such a big lead, and I guess I understand it, but then I went back and I looked at the stats against UCLA, and he was 15 of 22.
Yeah.
Didn't have 200 yards. He had three touchdowns, but one of them is on a screen pass. I don't know. I mean, it's not fair to knock him for helping Indiana win by 50, but I never watched that game and thought, oh, that's the Heisman. I watched the entire Mizzou-Vandy game and never thought, oh, Diego Pavi is the Heisman. I agree that it's a quarterback, but there hasn't been this sensational stat-driven quarterback this year. So maybe it is the quarterback on the best team of the country. Maybe it's that simple.
It feels like it could be like that. That's how by default. Though the one thing I will say about Pavia is while you don't necessarily think that when you're watching him, I think his story and battling for eligibility and the fact that it's Vanderbilt and they could be 11-1 or 10-2 and be in the SEC championship game potentially or in the playoff, like I think that will carry some weight with some voters. While I don't think ultimately he will win, it does look like he's going to be in New York.
Let's talk about your favorite conference, the ACC.
Yes.
What do you do here? There is not an odds-on favorite. You start looking at the board like, oh, man, 2-1, 2-1 for Georgia Tech and Miami. Then you get to Louisville, 5-1. Virginia just lucky enough to skate by over the weekend. They're sitting there at 6-1. Which two teams is it going to come down to?
I think it'll ultimately be Georgia Tech and Louisville. I think we'll ultimately wind up getting there. Virginia is a team, like you said, week in, week out. They're kind of the BYU of the ACC. They're begging for a loss week in and week out. But you look at Georgia Tech, I know they got the game at home against Pitt, which helps. So I think they will ultimately be there. And we'll see about Louisville, if they can play defense the way they did against Miami. That's a great opportunity for Chip Romm's team to get back to the ACC title game. And the interesting thing with the ACC, like you said, Miami loses essentially all of the tie breaks. And there could be this crazy scenario out there where Miami wins out, goes 11-1, doesn't make the ACC championship game, but they got that win over Notre Dame and maybe South Florida, who could be the Group of Five rep, and they're in the playoff with that resume. You got Georgia Tech, who could be 12-0. Maybe they beat Georgia in the Dome that weekend, and they lose the ACC championship game, and they lose a close game to either Louisville or somehow Virginia gets there. The champ's in. And don't you have to put Georgia Tech in with 12-1 and a win over Georgia? Like, it's this ridiculous scenario where the ACC can have a very strong argument for three teams, and that's maybe the scenario where Notre Dame gets squeezed out. But we love to talk about this, and I love to talk about it. But wouldn't it be perfect ACC Wheel of Destiny, to quote my friend and my old colleague Reese Davis, to have Pitt go out to Stanford this week and either lose or struggle? And then they got Georgia Tech, Miami, and Notre Dame remaining on the schedule. Wouldn't it be so ACC for them to do that and then wind up beating probably two of those three teams to close the year?
Oh, yes. It'd be so much fun. We talked about that bet on the show last week on Bear Bets about the over 1.5 ACC teams at minus 190. It is not minus 190 today. No. It is much more expensive. So good angle there. I want to ask you a question you probably haven't heard at all this week. Probably not one single time, Bear.
I'm ready.
Why is Texas favored against Vandy?
By 9:45 Monday morning, I had two people already text me, why is Texas favored over Vandy? The power ratings, they're at home. Of course they're going to be. Yeah, but I said, well, that does tell you that on a neutral field, they feel Vandy is favored. The Arch Manning question, a quarterback, I'm told he's going to be fine. He's going to play. It's going to be interesting because I was against Vandy last week. Well, you are too. You had Missouri as well. And we had the right side, but Prabula had the awful injury, and Vandy got fortunate with a couple of turnovers there and whatever else. And Missouri was the right side. But now you're asking this team to go on the road again. They played well on the road against Bama and probably deserved a better fate. But I would expect Texas, which kind of been bailed out by special teams twice in the last 3 weeks, to play a really good game. Talking to my guys down there, they really...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They think they know Vandy is legit. They will not be overlooking Vandy. This will not be like a cute little sneak up in Austin on the Longhorns. But I really think they know. Actually, I don't think they know. They need a much better effort from their defense, especially. Down to 1.5 now, Sammy. Is that what I saw?
Yeah, 1.5 at a bunch of places. This opened 3, Joe, in Vegas. Circa opened 3, and now we're 1.5 Texas favored.
Yep. With the Bear, Chris Felica, Joe O, Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network. Is there a game that stands out that it's your favorite, or even if it's a side that you're looking at, your favorite early look of the week in college football?
I was surprised that Tennessee was only a field goal favorite, 3.5-point favorite over Oklahoma. That's really not a hell of a lot of respect for the Tennessee defense, nor do they really deserve it. But Oklahoma on the back end is terrible. They're all the Mateer. I don't know if he's still not fully healthy, but he threw some balls where we just had no idea where that ball was going. So Tennessee, only 3.5 at home. Was a play potentially that I was looking at. You know I love these ugly sides. I'd be really curious to get inside the locker room in Colorado this week to find out what's going on. Is this a team that just mailed it in last week? Is there something going on? That was an absolutely atrocious effort. Like we joked about on the show, Sammy, we're now like 0 for eternity when getting Utah quarterback information like 5 days out. We've yet to win a bet. So that was an ugly loss. Now you come home against an Arizona team that I don't think is very good. And you're asking Arizona lay 4.5, 5 on the road at Colorado. Colorado seems like a side there. And I'm curious why Utah is 9.5-point favorite in a lot of places over Cincinnati. It's a good Cincinnati team. I think people are going to overreact to the 1 week last week and what Utah did. The game just got out of control. Cincinnati could very easily be undefeated right now. They lost that close game to Nebraska early in the season. But with Sorsby, who's a dual-threat guy, and since Corleone's been back on the defense, they've been pretty stout. So Cincinnati I'm looking at, Colorado I'm looking at, and then Tennessee as well would be three games that stood out to me, at least at this point.
I got a text yesterday I wish I didn't receive because now I have a bet on North Carolina. I'm like, oh, damn it. But this guy who you and I both respect says they're playing better. Since the Clemson game, they've been very good. He said they should have beat Cal. They should have beat Virginia. And I'm like, oh, this should have. I hate the should have game. The should have, would have, could have game is the worst game. But they're only 2.5 at Cuse. He says they're going to win. So I bet it. I hate it, but I bet it.
Yeah, I can get on board there because again, you're asking who is Syracuse? I mean, bad quarterback situation, getting blown out as well. I mean, they shouldn't be laying points really against anybody, right? This is not the same Syracuse team that beat Miami up at the Dome last year to keep them out of the playoff. But you're right, it is a lot of time, and that's what we kind of thought early on, where maybe it was going to take a little while for this team to pick up on some of the schemes, NFL-type schemes, that Carolina was going to run. So if that's the case, give Bill Belichick, give that coaching staff and team credit for kind of hanging together, figuring things out. And like you guys said, could he very easily could have, should have, would have won a Cal, and then they made the right decision going for two last week against Virginia. Just didn't get it. So, yeah, I could be on Carolina here. That would make a ton of sense to me.
Indiana, 21.5-point favorite at Maryland. I'm asking about this game and then moving forward. Obviously a big number. Is Cignetti, just based on what we saw over the weekend, is he in a spot right now? Okay, style points. Let's smash teams. Let's get our guy the Heisman. When they're a big favorite, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Yep. It's interesting because I was out there last week and talking to someone who's pretty dialed into the program there. He was kind of selling me on the point, going this again, this is going into the game, where it was like he was kind of thinking that Cignetti wasn't into like early season, put up a lot of points type mode. It was more about kind of get the team, experiment with some things against these overmatched opponents, get into like postseason mode where you know you're going to need your players to be peaking then. You might want to have something new on tape that give opponents maybe to think about. And you're not necessarily going to go out and try and win by 50 points every week. But clearly that did not happen, as it just snowballed last week to 56-6. The interesting thing with Indiana is two things. Number one, last week I was looking at like the prices to go undefeated. And Indiana was only like minus 165 to finish undefeated in the regular season, which felt to me like they were inviting a bet on the yes. It's now like minus 280. Well, I don't know how winning over UCLA as a 22-point favorite or whatever the hell it was really affects the price that much. I guess it's one game in the extrapolation. But I still think next week at Penn State, depending on what happens this week in Columbus, that is a game that could be a lot more. If Penn State doesn't completely lick the stamp and mail it in and on the rest of the season after losing by three touchdowns in Columbus this week, it's still a good defense. If they have pride on their home field to go out and play well, that's still a dangerous type game. And then I wonder if going into next week, a lot of times I know at the end of the season, you'll see these like will whomever be ranked position of ranking in the college football playoff standings. I threw this out there yesterday. And the playoff committee likes to throw some stuff out there every now and then that's like easily changeable or reversible or will play itself out to show that they're not like copying the AP and the coaches poll and they're actually doing their own creative thinking. Like, would not surprise me at all on Tuesday night if either Indiana or Texas A&M were number one. And if you think about it, the committee likes to use a lot of resume-based stuff to do their rankings. And Indiana's win at Oregon and Texas A&M's win at Notre Dame are certainly better than anything Ohio State has on the resume. And they're all undefeated, 8-0, or no, Indiana could be 9-0. Would not surprise, if you find these prices anywhere out there next week, might be worth a stab taking Indiana to be ranked number one come next Tuesday night in the playoff rankings, if you could find that somewhere.
The Bear, Chris Felica, at Chris Felica over on X. You see him on Fox Sports Bear Bets with our guy Sammy P as well. Thank you, Chris. Enjoy the week. Let's dive into NFL awards next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.